Hey, Lori, it's Todd Schaefer. Hello. Well, congratulations for becoming one of my most complicated cases. Well, first and foremost, the auto with Travelers was over $4,100 a year, so that's completely out of the question. Yeah, I thought so too. So we got to brainstorm, so I know I'm going to tell you what I'm looking at, and but I need to know like how you see things so I match up to how you would do it, okay? So the two best carriers are Nationwide and Safeco. Safeco has by far the best auto rates, and you won't like them too much. It's $2,600 a year. But State Auto was 3,400 a year. Travelers was 20, 41 plus 100 a year. Safeco's $3,200 a year. Progressive's $3,500 a year. Allstate's $3,600 a year. So that, I mean, it's by far the best of all the auto. Yeah, it's the 500,000 single. What, you know what? Now that I kind of think about that, we can maybe go down to the split limits of 250, 500, 100 if you're going to have an umbrella, because you're still going to have the million on top of that. So I could look at it that way too. And you know what? I probably have to go back and add an umbrella discount and see if that helps. The problem is the Safeco's Homes is far better than the Nationwide. However, Nationwide, I just spoke with underwriters. They're saying that if the roof is in good condition and there is life left in it and there was a claim, it's full replacement with them. So they would replace the roof, but you would have to wait out for a hailstorm or something to happen. And we don't know, like, if they come out and inspect the home and they say, no, this roof isn't good enough. We don't know what all these variables are. So that's where I get like kind of nervous. The roof looks decent. There's nothing. There's no. I didn't see any missing shingles or curling shingles, which would be an immediate red flag where you would get a cancel letter from the carrier. Right. So I just. So and they're giving a difference of what the roof makes. The home, I went ahead and put in 2010 for the roof. I made it 12 years versus going back 15, even though he said 15. I was like, how are they going to know that? Because every year, even, but so, and here's the other thing. Safeco, as far as I know, I'd have to go dive deeper into the literature because any of these variables can come out and surprise us at a time of loss. And a Nationwide was very upfront saying a house 50 years or older, their service line endorsement will only cover $2,500. Safeco says it will cover $10,000, but there might be fine print somewhere that says about the how old the home is. So I'd have to go try to search that out. I don't even know quite where to look. So Safeco is better that way, but I can't. And so I called Nationwide and I said, well, honestly, the best rate is to write your home at Safeco and your car at Nationwide, but Nationwide won't write the umbrella, and the umbrella always has to write the car, go with the car. So see what I'm how all this is. So now let's put it in perspective. The home is coming in at $2,800 a year with Nationwide. If you had a new roof on it done this year, it drops down to 1,800. That's how big of a difference a roof makes. So, all right, that's also is the. I saw a name. I'm going to look at this underwriter, and who knows, the umbrella might be a lot. I get this impression you're well-to-do, so in there, I don't want to wreck. Well, when I say that, like if you Let's say that you got distracted for a moment and hit a bicyclist and they became paralyzed. And you're in court. Is there money that that court can send a letter to seize? That's what I mean by well to do. So it's not, so to, in my opinion, I mean, are you dead set on getting the roof done? Here's what would happen. Let's say that you went with the Nationwide and you had a $2,800 homeowner premium. And you switched your roof 4 months in. They're going to prorate that and give you not all of it back because they would have been insuring it during that four-month period. I was going to say you could forego the umbrella, but based on what you just said, that would make me extremely nervous. And God forbid I recommend that, and then that incident occurs, and I'm sitting there getting sued for $1 million because I recommended it. So there's no... And what's weird is that the autos are so... hold on. Do you have just a second? I want to keep talking your ear off if you... Let me pull the auto back up, and first let's go back to split limits on that auto, and let me add the umbrella on there and see if that brings it down closer to what the Travelers was at. In my opinion, Nationwide's probably a little bit better of a company than Safeco, but they're still both very fine companies. Oh, okay. They are. They're a very aggressive insurance company. They want, but now I'm sitting there wondering how many homes that they insured in that Marshall fire and how that might change the dynamics of everything. Hold on. Oh, and there was an underwriter alert that I need to ask you about. I can't do full coverage on the windshield, so it would be your comprehensive. Nationwide just this year, as far as a January 27th started offering full glass coverage, but the premium was $300 a year. And I was like, to windshields. I mean, if you went 3 years without a windshield, you just paid $1,000 in premium for a free windshield. All right. So, oh no. Well, to get it replaced with Travelers, you probably have a $50 a windshield deductible with them. Yeah, absolutely. I did do the telematic device with them. Theirs is very lenient. So let me go. All right, I'm going to split limits right now. $250,500, which is the amount that you have to have for an umbrella. You don't need $500,000 of property damage, but I'll go to $250,000. I mean, you would have to, like, fly into a building and the building burned down, or... It's straight up property damage. Majority of people have 100,000. You were at 500,000 with your single limits. So see how much, but then think about it. I mean, could something crazy happen? Yes. But again, you got an umbrella. So the umbrella, once the $100,000 exhausted itself, it goes to your umbrella. But that coverage is strictly property damage, which is most often used to repair the car that you ran into. So at $250,000, you're pretty good hitting just about any car on the road. All right, do you know Cooper Aiken? Aiken? Okay, I'm going to say that I wrote that he's a previous resident of that house. Because it's an underwriting alert saying they've identified somebody in that house or at that location. Says licensed driver under the age of 25. All right, check one more thing. Oh. Yeah, I quoted it with non-Nationwide homeowners. Were you happy with Nationwide when you had them? Right, you probably didn't have a claim, you know, it's something to really compare. All right, with split limits and the homeowners with them, it's $2,473. That's
like
$700 less than Safeco. And Safeco was the second best rate I have, and then it just goes up from there. So the homeowner, what's that? $74.72. Actually, I'm going to print this quote. Right, so that's, remember when I was telling you that people normally get sticker shock? I mean, it looks like you're moving into downtown Denver. Is that correct? That's probably the problem. The traffic density down there is so dense. I mean, there's cars everywhere. Really? I mean, I'll be happy to send you all these quotes so you can see them firsthand. Normally, if there's a pattern, it's pretty consistent. I feel comfortable. Like if I'm seeing the same trend from carrier to carrier. But yeah, I mean, if you were in San Francisco, I don't know. Hold on. Oh, sorry. Turn that speaker off. I'll tell you the exact. Are you comfortable with $500? You want me to go to a higher deductible and see what it does? They might have $750. Hold on. Because I tried going down to $100 windshield or comprehensive, and it was it didn't make mathematical sense either. All right, this is $750 deductibles. I don't know if that is quite worth it. It's, well, no. So it's $2,390, one. Yeah, not even a $100 difference. How many miles do you think you put? I mean, it's real hard to get under 7,000 miles a year. I worked from home for years and I couldn't do that. It's my point. See what I'm saying? How tricky it is? I mean, I'm like, how many options are I going to look at? I'm starting to get like brain fog because it's. Yeah, it's higher. It drops $1,000 once you get a new roof. Let me go back into the homeowners again real quick, and maybe we'll move the roof to like 2012. We'll make it 10 years old. And again, we're rolling the dice. As long as if you understand all the variables that can happen, then, I mean, worst case scenario, if Nationwide said we don't want this, then we say, okay, then we end up having to go to Safeco. You know, it's hard. It's just hard to know, honestly. I was like, why is the premium $1,850? It's because I put the new roof in there. I mean, I also, the other thing too, Safeco has a $2,500 deductible. This is a $1,000 deductible for wind and hail. Do you want me to, and that, which is almost what all carriers force you to do. Nationwide is about one of the surviving carriers that offer a $1,000 deductible still. Let me go back and put the roof. Now I'll go to Allstate one time told me that every change I make is recorded and underwriters go look at those changes. So I'm hoping that ain't the same with Nationwide. I haven't had any problems. I'm going to issue policies and then I don't have to think twice about it. But again, it happened to me one time. My roof was really old and I changed carriers and I got a cancel letter in the mail. It was a long time ago, like 15 years ago. And it freaked me out. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So I have firsthand experience with that. And then I ended up, you know, getting coverage and I was fine. So I got the coverage in the in between the time of getting a letter and before they canceled me, so then it didn't show that a policy got canceled on me. So that's like the type of options that we would have, I guess. If again, I looked at the pictures and stuff, nothing made me think, oh my gosh, this is just going to be a waste of time. They're going to issue it and then send you a cancel letter. I didn't get that impression, but and I'm just overemphasizing so that you really understand what could happen. All right, so. Let's quote. Yeah, we could issue the policy. I mean, they would have to, the inspection would have to happen. And then I think they'd give you 45 days if they decided to cancel you for any reason. So, well, I mean, again, it would be fine. And I've never had a policy canceled. I mean, I almost had one canceled to Safeco, but then I just explained to the underwriter what was going on. And it's funny now I think about it. I canceled their Nationwide and wrote them with Safeco, and Safeco was about to cancel them, and I couldn't put them back with Nationwide. Yeah, so I was really sweating bullets, so I prayed to the underwriter. I said, this is a situation, and he said, I'll let it slide this one time. And I almost cried because I was so nervous for him. So 2463 is showing if I put the roof in at 2012. The other thing, Nationwide's reconstruction cost calculator came back saying it would only cost $282,000 to rebuild your house. Safeco's came back at $376,000, so I don't know who to believe. But Nationwide comes with 150% replacement cost, which means they'll go 50% over and above the amount that we'll write it that we write it at. So those are all the pros and cons. If you need a new, if you wait and a hailstorm happens, the likelihood of you getting a new roof with Nationwide not having to pay for it out of pocket is good, as long as the policy makes it through the inspection. The $1,000 deductible. Oh, let me change that to $2,500. So it's 24 something. Let's see if that makes any difference. Yeah, almost $200. That might be $2,253. Again, on the service line, it's only $2,500, not $10,000. Do you have a detached garage or an... okay, good. $30,000 of coverage to replace that garage. They do the personal dwelling, I believe it's 65% because it's $225,000. They won't let me go below that. Brand new belongings endorsement, which means that you'll be made whole on all your content inside your house. And So those are all the things a Safeco wouldn't provide. I could go to 300,000 on the limits, because again, you would have an umbrella. So that gives you 1.3 million if somebody was to sue you. Let's see. I don't think it's going to move the needle, but it's $10, 241. I'm at 2241, I'm sorry. So before I called you with the first numbers, Nationwide was looking at 5420 bundled. Safeco was looking at 5208 bundled. And now this is 2241 plus, what did we get the auto down? 23 something? So around 4500 a year for both. Then I have to write the umbrella, but I'll quote that when I get off the phone with you. Only up to 2500. Yes, and it's a $500 deductible for that. But you also have the risk, you also have the potential of getting a new roof. Have you ever seen somebody? I honestly do this every day, all day long, and I usually it's just like, oh, that's best issue done. And I could not. What's that? I mean, normally it's you put it in and one carrier just stands out and is like, oh, good, issue it and you're done. So this is like he's. Are you? Well, hold on. Are you super concerned about the sewer? Right. Well, if the policy makes it through underwriting, which I'm putting it at a very high percentage that it's going to. It's never happened to me, because I ask these questions. So, I mean, you don't need to go buy a new roof unless you want to. But well, there again, it would drop your premium. 1,000. So let's say you went 3 years without a roof and then ended up replacing it yourself. Gosh, see, there you go. I mean, so either you save $1,000, you would have saved, $3,000 over that 3 year period in insurance premium. But if you hold out for hailstorm, which I promise you a hailstorm will happen. I don't know. So yeah, I've given you about every variable I can think of without trying to talk your ear off. I need to. What is your mind thinking? Yeah. Right, because you're either going to give it to the insurance company or you're just going to take it out of your savings and then replenish your savings in 7 years. Pretty much. I mean, I had an underwriter went and read the guidelines. I sat on hold for 3 minutes for him to research it, and that's what he came back and told me. He said basically it's full replacement on the roof. He didn't see anything in there that stated like, well, we're going to depreciate it. And a lot of times roofs, Like, Allstate is 10 years. State Auto's 20 years. Apparently, I don't know how many years Nationwide is. He didn't say anything. So they all have these conditions. So it's that based on what he told me, which surprised me, because then at least gave me some like, oh, okay, now I know what's kind of best here. But again, we don't know what will happen at the time of claim. You know, they could come back and say, oh, we didn't know this. So I have a feeling they're going to inspect your house. I'll tell you that right now. I wish there was a picture from the side on Google. So the picture I was straight out. So when you look at the roof, does it really look good to you? I mean, in terms of, okay, then I don't have a whole lot of concerns. And I'm just double checking this Safeco one more time. I'm going to go back to the split limits on that too. So are you in Denver permanently now? Okay. Welcome. The Safeco was with free glass, so I'm going to take that off real quick. I'm going to go to the split limits. My fear, though, is that Safeco's umbrella is going to be a lot more than Nationwide's umbrella. So that, I'll determine that. But I just need to do some brainstorming with you. And hopefully, if you feel comfortable trusting my judgment, then another thing, too, is Nationwide's, if you pay monthly, is no different than if you paid in full. They actually don't prefer paying full. To get like $2,700 rate with Safeco, you would have to pay it in full. Otherwise, it's $3,066 for the auto. So that alone with $2,000 homeowners is $5,000. And what we just discerned with Nationwide, we're at $4,566 without the umbrella. All right, well, I'll prepare these quotes. Let me get the umbrella and then let me see if I got your email. Yeah, what's your email, Lori? Okay. I'm sorry, I got your first name, last name at.
Okay.
And just to verify too, was it the 11th or the 10th that you're closing? So here's what, let me see what the dwelling is. Oh, so they'll probably, I'm quoting this at $300,000 of coverage. But I also put the endorsement of replacement costs 150%. So basically it's up to $450,000 to rebuild the house. So the lenders might balk at that. Normally if I send them the reconstruction cost calculator, they're good and they just walk away from it. But I was a little bit surprised that the Safeco and the two reconstruction cost calculators were like $90,000 difference. But I'm comfortable with it being at $300,000, especially with the 150% replacement cost. Okay, so I'll send you those quotes. I just want you to be aware of that, too, in case that happens. But hopefully what happens is we submit all the quotes, you go into your closing, and it just is done. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Sure, thank you, Lori.
Bye.